God, we come before you this morning, and we ask that the peace that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. God, we thank you for the presence in this place. And we ask, God, that you would be with us. That you would be with us and that your presence would go before us and it would be behind us as well. We love you, Lord. We honor you in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you, worship team, very much. And thank you for tuning in this morning. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope everybody is staying healthy. And I want to say thank you, too, for your giving, your faithfulness in your giving. There's four ways that you can give through this time that we have. And the first way is this. You can give by going on to our website at www.freedomchurch.life and give through there. The second option is this. You can download our Church Center app, connect to Freedom Church, and simply give through that app. The third way is this. You can give any amount and text it to 84321. 84321. You can text and give any amount to 84321. And the last way that you can give is this. You can simply give by dropping off a check at Freedom Church at 2801 Thomasville Road, Tallahassee, Florida, 32308. I want us to take this opportunity right now to pray for our nation, pray for our world, pray for our missionaries, and pray for those that have been infected with COVID-19. I think of our Assemblies of God World Missions Director, Greg and Sandy Mundus, who are right now hospitalized and fighting for their lives. I think of Ron Maddox. I think of Tommy Carpenter. And there are many, many others that have still need a touch from the Lord. So would you join me right now, wherever you're at, would you just stop and would you just join hands with the person next to you and would you pray with me for our nation, for our missionaries, and for those that have been infected with COVID-19. Father, we praise you. We thank you for all that you're doing, God. You are still doing great things in our midst, God. Even when it looks like that you are silent, God, you are not silent. We know that you're at work behind the scenes, God. And I pray right now for our nation. I pray, Lord, for our world. I pray for our missionaries, God, around the world that are stationed all across Europe, all across the nations, God, South America and Africa, God. God, I pray for them, and I ask that you would protect them and watch over them, God, and that you would keep them safe, keep them healthy, God. And I also pray, Lord, for our leaders, oh God. I pray for those that have been infected with COVID-19, and I ask for your healing touch over their life, God. Lord, I pray that you would do something miraculous right here, right now, Lord, as we come before you as a church, and we band together, we stand together, calling on your name, because you are our refuge, you are our fortress, and you are our strength in times of need. So, Father, Lord, do what only you can do. Do the impossible, oh, Father. And it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Marco. It's great to be with you today. As we are under weird circumstances, but it doesn't change the nature of our God. He's still present in the time of trouble. He's present in good times and bad times, and he's present with us right now. I just want you to think about some of the things that are going on. Wednesday night, I'll be talking about disappointments, how to manage disappointments in the broadcast. So I hope you'll join us for Wednesday night. Also, I hope you're taking time to pray for health care professionals, our nurses, our doctors, and those that are on the front line of making a difference and helping people. When I go by the hospital, I'm praying, and when I'm driving home, I'm praying for our nurses, even in our church. And I just know that God can help them, and I want to encourage you to pray for them. This morning, we're going to continue our study in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 4, verse 30 through 34, and Jesus here is talking about the kingdom of God being the smallest seed, and it's really not the smallest seed, but in the Jewish mind, it was the smallest seed, and that's the mustard seed. Let's read the scripture in Mark chapter 4, verse 30. And again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on the earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest in all of the garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything without using a parable, but when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Lord, this morning we just ask you to bless your word today. We are a needy people, Lord, and we ask you just to visit us with strength through your word, hope, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The kingdom is like a mustard seed. Listen, the mustard seed has a small beginning. The kingdom of God had a small beginning. Just 12 disciples, and one of them betrayed, and then Paul came along. From small beginnings, God launched something powerful, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It not only is small, but the seed has a powerful position. This seed, the mustard seed, though it's the smallest, it grows to 10 to 15 feet high, and it's undeniable in its position in the garden. You can't deny the power of God's kingdom in this world. And the third thing that the seed or the tree becomes, it becomes a place of shelter. In Isaiah 4, verses 2 through 6, it says this, In that day, a branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious. That branch there refers to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what he goes on to say. And the fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of the survivors in Israel. Those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. The Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by the spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Then the Lord will create over all Mount Zion and over those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and the glowing flaming fire by night. Over everything, the glory will be a canopy. It will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day, and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and the rain. It's a couple of things the kingdom promises under the reign of the branch. The Lord, number one, he wipes away our filth. Aren't you glad he takes away our sin and we can walk righteously before him? The second thing, he judged our sin on the cross, and therefore we don't have to live in guilt and condemnation. We are free to serve the Lord. And notice what Isaiah said, there would be a cloud by day and a fire by night. He's referring back to the Exodus, that God's deliverance and how he delivered Israel from Pharaoh and then led them through the power of the Holy Spirit with his glory is going to be the same thing that happens under the new covenant, under the new kingdom. This place becomes a refuge. He calls it a hiding place. I'm glad to know that you and I can hide in his grace. In troubling times, we can have peace because of his kingdom. So this kingdom becomes a place of strength. When you are in the battle, the higher you get, the more powerful your position. Isn't it interesting that the scripture says he seated us in heavenly places? You and I can know the shelter of his care and know the strength that comes to his people, comes to us through his power and grace. The other thing that his kingdom becomes, it's a kingdom of protection. He protects us in the midst of storms, in the midst of living. No one would have ever guessed what is happening to us right now. No one, a few months ago, 2 weeks ago, my life was normal. And now look at us. Here we are under the protection of his care. Psalm 31 puts it this way: how abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in sight of all on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them from all human intrigues. You keep them safe in your dwelling from accusing tongues. Verse 21, praise be to the Lord, for he has shown me the wonders of his love when I was in a city under siege. Wow. Listen to that. He shows the wonders of his love when I was in the city under siege. I hope you're discovering something new about the love of God every day. You know, if you listen, you'll hear it. If you look for it, you'll see it. He goes on to say in this psalm, Psalm 22, in my alarm, I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy. And when I called to you for help, love the Lord, all you faithful people. The Lord preserves those who are true to him, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all who hope in the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? That God will preserve us. He's going to take care of us. He's going to make a way when there seems to be no way. Not only that, he says to us, be strong and take heart. And that comes out of our hope, our refuge in God. The kingdom of God is amazing. And it may be that this kingdom, for such a time as this, God has birthed us to be the church like no other. We're not gathering in one place. We're gathering in many, but we're still a part of his kingdom. And we still have the power of his grace, his hope, and the power of prayer. God's kingdom is amazing. We are a part of that kingdom, and God rules in this. Christ rules in this kingdom full of grace and mercy. You know, one thing about God's kingdom is it's not always tangible. You can't always see it. It's a spiritual kingdom. That's why he says, you can't see it, you can't always behold it, but we know this, he's working. He's working in the behalf of those who love him. The kingdom makes the presence of God manifest in our lives. And sometimes that happens in visible ways, and sometimes it doesn't. It's the silent whisper of heaven. Then there are times when he shows up. He shows up to say, I remembered you, I thought of you, I cared for you. You know how you get to this kingdom is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you won't miss the opportunity to be a part of his kingdom, because the truth is this, there are great rewards in the kingdom of God. Be encouraged. This is going to pass, and one day, we will know the blessings of God on our lives. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Paul says this, now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord. The righteous judge will also award me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. I'm going to tell you the kingdom of God is just not for now. It's for tomorrow. It's for eternity. That's why I hope you found your place in the kingdom. I hope you know that security, that firm foundation in the rock. Listen, it may be invisible, but it's a kingdom full of hope because God is at work. This kingdom, His kingdom, is coming to pass. It's going to happen, just like that little mustard seed. You put the smallest seed in the ground, and it becomes a great object of the garden, 15 foot tall amongst all the other plants. Listen, no one can miss the size of God's kingdom on earth. I am so thankful to be a part of the church because of what the church is doing right now in times of need. Listen, as we wrap up this morning, I just want to share a couple of psalms with you because these psalms have meant a lot to me in the midst of what I'm going through right now, and I hope they mean something for you. You know, David was in a lot of tough places. A lot, some he created and some they happened and some other people created them for him. I want to encourage you to walk through the Psalms during this time and see what God would speak to you. Listen, we belong to a kingdom that began a long time ago. Jesus came to institute it, and you and I get to share the blessings while we live here on earth. And the other part of that is this: we have a hope beyond this world. Listen to what it says in Psalm 5, verses 11 and 12. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Take refuge in you, be glad. Let them sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. You know, we don't live by fear, we live by faith. And this psalmist says that God spreads his protection over us. Listen to this. Surely the Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with favor as with a shield. I'm glad to know that God's favor surrounds your home. That God's favor surrounds your home, not as a shield. Think about that. To protect you, to bless you. I want to give you another psalm here, Psalm 90. It's a little long, but I think it has great hope for our hearts this morning. Listen to this, Psalm 90, verses 12 through 17. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Listen, there's a lot of things we don't understand going on right now, but if you'll listen to God, He'll teach you some things. If you'll listen to Him, as he whispers, if you'll just be still before him, there's a lot to be learned in his care. Listen to what it says. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have you been asking yourself that question? How long will it be? Listen. Have compassion on your servants. You know, it's one thing for me to have compassion on someone, but I know this, when God has compassion on you, it's sufficient. Listen, verse 14, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. There it is again. In the previous psalm, it was the protection brought joy. And here it is. There's this singing for joy. I hope you've got the worship music going on in your house. I hope there's some joy being manifested because you belong to a kingdom that shall not be shaken. That's what the writer of Hebrews tells us. In verse 15, he says, make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. Do you hear that? He's not denying affliction, but he's asking God to restore and to bless and help us, Lord, to see your hand at work. Don't you just want to see God's hand at work? Maybe through this situation, this plague, this virus, God is setting us up. Can you be a person of hope and faith, knowing that the kingdom of God is beyond what you see and what you behold in the natural? God is alive and well, and that means he has a plan and purpose that's beyond. Can you believe it? Let's hope for it. Let's believe it. Listen to what else he says. May the favor of the Lord rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. You know what? I think it'd be a good thing for us to pray for the favor of God on your family right now. I think it'd be a good thing for God to restore some works out of the church through this situation. Can we do that right now? Can you just pray for the people in your living room? Can you pray for your neighbor that God's favor would fall upon them? God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, would you bless our community? Would you bless this state? Would you help us in the midst of it? May we know, Lord God, that we are part of something bigger than what we see in the natural. Thank you, Lord, for your kingdom that's powerful and mighty, to the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Lord, for the triumph of your hope in our own lives. May we know the favor of God. May our family know the favor of God. God, I ask you right now, bless your people with your favor. You know, the other thing the psalm says is joy. Sing for joy. Sing for joy. I want to close this day out, or the worship team's going to close this time out, for you to have an opportunity to sing for joy.
You're faithful to the end. God, you are always good. Where do I begin? There's so many reasons to love you. Your promise never breaks. Your beauty never fades. Oh, what else can I say? There's so many reasons to love you. Oh, just sing his praise. Oh, just praise his name. There's so many reasons to be thankful, God. So many reasons to worship you. Oh, sing Jesus the anthem. Jesus the anthem of my heart. Jesus the anchor of
that makes it possible. And I just thank you for each person, each member of our family. God, you'd cover them and bless them, Lord. Go with them, Lord. God, you'd use them as a blessing in their community, as a blessing in their home. In In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, just thank you for being a part of this morning. And just go in the strength of God. And we love you. And just reach out. If you have need of anything, make sure to reach out. Love one another boldly.